swept the Congress. We voted 100% Catholic on every Catholic issue. That's why that statement was made. That's why the Republican Party began saying, we are Catholic, we are pro-Catholic. And that's what we've been reading about. That's why the Congress of the United States, for the first time in history, began to speak as a dragon and passed a resolution condemning Bob Jones University. So you've heard all that in the previous meetings. But you know what? There was a Presbyterian church that watched all this history unfold. Now, this isn't an Adventist church. And they took a resolution of their own after the Congress of the United States took a resolution. And what I want you to see, what I hope you see in this resolution, is that one of the indications that the Sunday law is imminent and that the information, the great controversy, is about to come to pass, is that if you look, you can see 11th hour workers being prepared to come in. You're seeing people that are starting to understand the issues. Now, mind you, this resolution is not from the Religious Liberty Department of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and I'm not saying that to speak bad about the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I'm not. What I'm saying is that the only people that have been raised up to clarify the issues of the Sunday law are Seventh-day Adventists, and as it approaches, we are silent from head to toe. So this isn't a resolution by the Adventist Church. It says this: whereas the mass media has captivated the world with the activities of Pope John Paul II during his visit to the Holy Land in March 2000, and whereas the Vatican and the Lutheran World Federation have signed in October 1999 a joint declaration of accord on the doctrine of justification, only the synods of Wisconsin and Missouri dissented, and whereas, in the middle of February 2000, PLO Chairman Yasser Arafat met with Pope John Paul II at the Vatican to sign an agreement regarding the future of Jerusalem that warned Israel against any unilateral decision affecting Jerusalem. And whereas Bob Jones University has been unjustly slandered for anti-Catholic bias by Senators McCain, Torricelli, Hollings, and the liberal mass media. And whereas the House of Representatives of the U.S. Congress has just appointed a Roman Catholic priest as its chaplain for the first time in history, March 23, 2000. And whereas Pope John Paul II has declared the year of 2000 a great jubilee for Roman Catholics that establishes the restoration of indulgences, the very issue that prompted Martin Luther to draft the 95 Theses in October of 1517. Therefore, the South Atlantic Presbytery of the Bible Presbyterian Church at its spring meeting in the Bible Presbyterian Church of Charlotte, North Carolina, March 25th, year 2000, resolves and warns that the Roman Catholic Church mystery